today on Maine Calling. Get ready, it's our annual Made in Maine gift guide. Mainers are known for making good stuff. There's a long tradition of using what's available around us to make things that are useful, beautiful, and one of a kind. Bowls and furniture crafted from wood, blueberries made into jams and wine, treasures from the sea turned into jewelry. It makes finding gifts easy. There's an abundance of unique locally made products to choose from. I'm Cindy Hahn. As we do each year before the holidays, we're rounding up ideas for Maine-made gifts to give others or to treat yourself. We'll hear about arts and crafts, books by local authors, edible goodies, special excursions and experiences, and more. We welcome your input. Share your suggestions for what to include in this year's Made in Maine gift guide. Maine Calling is coming right up.
Maine Calling is made possible by contributing listeners and support from Rennie's, a Maine shopping adventure throughout Maine, now open in Bangor, Waterville, and Augusta. And by Maine Seacoast Mission, delivering healthcare, education, and support to islands and coastal Downeast communities. Learn more at seacoastmission.org.
I'm Cindy Hahn, and this is Maine Calling. You can feel it in the air. The weather's cooling, and the holidays are coming, and it is time for our annual Made in Maine gift guide. Maybe the colder weather means breaking out your favorite sweater or warm socks. Well, handcrafted sweaters and socks are just some of the products made here in Maine that we might hear about today. Joining me for the hour, Whitney Gill is Executive Director of the Maine Crafts Association, and Margaret Hoffman is Community Relations Manager with Visit Freeport. We invite you to join the conversation. Do you have a favorite local shop or artisan, or are you wondering what to get someone this year? Send an email to talk@mainepublic.org. You can comment on Facebook or Instagram, or you can give us a call at 1-800-399-3566. Whitney and Margaret, thank you for joining us. It's going to be a wild ride. We're already hearing from dozens of people, but let's start with you, Whitney. We do this Made in Maine gift guide each year. There are infinite ideas and products to cover, and that's because Maine has such a strong culture and brand centered on things being made here. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Thanks for having me back, Cindy. So Maine is a beautiful place to live. It's the biggest little state, if we say. It's just got such a tight community of makers, and also such a strong history of craftsmanship and natural resources. And over time has just become a draw for artists as a beautiful place to live and make.
And tell us about some of those artists are affiliated with Maine Crafts Association. What do you do?
We are a membership-based nonprofit established in 1983 to connect and support craft artists. We work across the state and we are headquartered in West Gardner, Maine.
Great. And we'll hear a ton about some of the creations that some of your members have made. And Margaret, I just want to turn to you because I know you're with Visit Freeport, but you also have worked a lot of different places, including Maine Office of Tourism. So talk about this time of year. I mean, people think of summertime as like the big hot season in Maine, but what's it like across the state right now in terms of all the things happening around sort of this season of gift giving?
Well, there are main streets throughout the state that are getting ready to roll out the red carpet for the holiday season, for sure. I know we're busy getting ready for our Sparkle Celebration and L.L. Bean's Northern Lights. So we're definitely a destination that people come from across the Northeast and even from further away that want to experience what a white Christmas is like. So every town has a great mix of shops and dining and experiences, and we just want people to get outside and enjoy the season.
Okay, well, I don't want to wait any longer. Let's dive into gift ideas because we don't have a second to spare. So Whitney, I'm going to try to be organized and go through categories of gifts, but I know we're going to jump all over the place. But the biggie, of course, is, as you mentioned already, is the handmade artisan products, which is your forte. So are there any that just jump to mind for you that might be very unique or very Maine in some way that you would want to give somebody?
I want to say one of the most beautiful things I've encountered this year are the handmade bag collection by Loveline Baskets. They formerly were just baskets and they've expanded into this handbag line. They're based out of Bodenham, Maine. They have their signature kind of sewn cotton design, but they also have these beautiful, super colorful felts. And I think they'd make a great gift also for me. I'll put that out there.
I've seen those. The colors are really beautiful. They really pop. So great. There's one. Okay, we're just going to bounce around here. Margaret, I know you have a million suggestions.
A really cool company that we host lots of events in Freeport. So a lot of people know about the Freeport Fall Festival and the Maine Oyster Festival. One of the companies that I met last year was Bare Bones Hand Sewn. They make moccasins by hand, like completely by hand out of local products. They're a really amazing company based out of the Lewiston area.
So
They're
good
great.
for
My friend has a
slippers,
pair.
moccasins.
Yep, slippers,
Okay.
moccasins. Yep.
Outdoor
Wonderful.
shoes. Spouse has a pair, wears them every day.
Oh, there you
Hardly.
go.
Yeah.
All right.
I can add one more if you'd
Yeah,
like. Yeah.
sure.
I will also call out Rural Modern Furniture, Brian Haddock. He's a new member of ours this year. We just had an exhibition of his work. Makes really beautiful, colorful, customizable furniture.
Okay, wood products are a huge thing in Maine, and I'm going to just bounce back and forth then. Margaret, your turn. Anything made
Yeah,
from
so
these
I mean, if you want.
quintessential Maine products are wood, glass, clay.
Absolutely. So wood right here and right in Freeport, we have both Chilton and Thomas Mosher, and I can't think again of two brands that are probably more iconic to furniture in Maine. They're each a little bit different, where Thomas Mosher has one single factory, Chilton has multiple people in multiple factory in their multiple home factories making work for them, but they're both pretty iconic. And gifts that are legacy gifts. They're going to stay in your family for forever.
You know, that makes me think of a whole Maine thing. Again, you know, these sort of old traditions like the woodworking and blacksmithing and I guess pottery as well. What is it? I mean, are these still going strong, Whitney, in Maine? Are there still people practicing these arts? Some of them seem real old-fashioned, like blacksmithing.
They are very strong. We actually run an apprentice program keeping those traditions strong as well. There are makers all over the state that especially are working with natural resources like Kennebec Clay Works in Augusta. Mallie Weber can actually take you out and teach you how to dig for wild clay and do so sustainably. We have an incredible amount of natural resources available to us right here.
Yeah.
There are a lot of younger metal workers, especially. There's Forged by Thor is someone that we know in New Gloucester, that is a younger generation that's coming up that's starting to work in those more traditional methods, and also demonstrates quite frequently at museums and institutions in order to keep that cultural heritage alive.
I'm going to go ahead and read one of the emails we have. Email from Susan. We'd love to suggest our cork-backed cardboard placemats for your Made and Made gift suggestions. They're handcrafted in Castine, Maine from sustainable hardboard and cork. They're designed to take the abuse of everyday use and then easily wipe clean. And there are a variety of designs to choose from, or you can customize with your own images or artwork. So that's Pickering Company. So there's an interesting suggestion. I do want to, what you know, since we're talking about handmade items as well, the jewelry category is a very big thing in Maine as well. And Whitney, I know you have wonderful jewelry artisans that you could suggest.
We have so many incredible jewelers that sell at the Center for Maine Craft. We have quite a few cases just full of their work. One artist I have been loving is Shelby Goldsmith. She works in silver and beautiful gemstones and just so good at picking the most beautiful stones. So does Martha Sullivan. She works in a it's like milled textured silver with also gorgeous gemstones. She works in silver and gold. And if you like colorful jewelry, we just got a new drop off by Suzanne Anderson. She's from Ellsworth, Maine, and it's all gorgeous, colorful enamel, like sculptural jewelry. Big fans of all of them.
Wonderful. Well, I'm going to turn to something that I want to know for my own family because my family likes quirky gifts and you know, sort of something that nobody else would have. And both of you send in some lists of ideas for gifts, and they both had these funky animal sculptures on them. So is that trending? Is it just because you guys are really artsy and figured out that these are a cool gift? Margaret, tell us about the ones you were suggesting.
So the one that I love, her name is Terry Golson. She's in New York, Terry Golson Animal Sculptures. You can find her on Instagram. We've hosted her many times for events. She now does fewer events and is more gallery focused, but she is just so whimsical and they're so creative. She used to make heads, but now is doing these larger forms, and they all have just this amazing sense of humor to them, like a moose with a scarf on them, or just doing silly things. And a lot of them are also vessels as well.
That you
can put stuff inside of.
Yeah, so they're not just fun for the sake of fun. They're actually functional, which is another, I think, great thing to look for in a gift.
Sure. Funky and functional.
There you go. Whitney, what about the animal sculptures on your list?
So we have a new member at the center named Hannah Innocent, and she makes these gorgeous little animal vases, very whimsical, funny, like giraffes, dogs, cats, and also they're functional. You can put a flower in them. They're a tall, narrow vase, and they're just beautiful. One other I will add too, if you love funky, whimsical, check out Timber Ceramics. He does, you know him. They're colorful monster designs on pottery and sculptures. He does these cookie jars and they just crack you up. They're great.
Oh, how fun.
They're a great coffee cup.
Yes.
Yeah.
Put a smile on your face when you use them. That's
absolutely
wonderful.
Absolutely.
Let's start going to calls since they're coming in fast. Jeff is calling from Augusta. Hi, Jeff. Go ahead.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. Tell us what
you
wanted to describe. Yes. Go right ahead.
I'm going to give a pitch for Owl Furniture and the Owl Stool, which has been sold through the main craft store in, I'm about to drive by it, actually. I know I shouldn't be driving and talking at the same time. But, however, bad example. Owl Furniture is it's an ergonomic handmade stool and furniture in Maine. And I wanted to just say something about furniture craft in Maine that it's such an amazing industry. A lot of furniture, there's vendors and makers that are interconnected and rely on each other, and through the synergy of how it's run and how the connection, it's a very strong industry in Maine. And so I did invent the first owl stool, I must say, and I owe it to Maine, to the connection of being able to grow a small business into something bigger, largely because Maine is a very well suited state to do so in.
Sure. Well, thanks for sharing that, Jeff. And the owl stool is quite well known. So good job on that. All right. Thanks for calling. And Whitney, that resonates with you, what he was saying.
It sure does. We know and love Jeff. Jeff also actually made, if you come into the Center for Maincraft, there's a big round sales desk in there, and he made that. And we're proud to work from that desk every day. It's beautiful and just speaks to the just lasting legacy of this durable material and the beauty of it. And the owl stool really exemplifies how beautiful Maine woodworking and craftsmanship is.
Great. Let's go to another caller. This is Samantha calling from Bath. Hi, Samantha. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you for having me. So I am the owner of Treehouse Imaging here in Bath, and we specialize in digitizing old movies and slides, negatives, and although maybe not a tangible crafting gift, it certainly speaks to legacy. And over the course of the 9 years I've been doing this business, I can't tell you how many great old films we found, and being able to share those with family as they come together over the holidays is a good thing, and also a great time of year to be cleaning out those closets and looking at that box of stuff. And if it's a box of any kind of media, bring it to me. Let's have a conversation and figure out how we can make that, digitize it and make it available to other family members.
Boy, that's something a lot of people can relate to, Samantha. Thank you for describing that. And so how hard is it for someone to, you still have to do a bit of organizing and even to get the stuff to you, right?
You know, I've had people bring me that closet from that box from the closet, having not opened it in years. And sometimes we go through it together. Sometimes people don't want to, and I can take an inventory and send you an email and say, this is what we have. And there's no commitment, you know, up front. We can take it a little bit at a time if it's a, you know, a lot of stuff, or I can, and then maybe we can pick and choose, you know, which parts to do. I've had people who literally had just carousels of slides sitting in their closet, you know, for a few years, and then finally just decide to bring them in. So, yeah, it's an open process. You know, sometimes everybody has that one movie that would make, you know, a great stocking stuffer. So give me a call and let's see how we can work something out. And also Bath, great place to be, to come visit over the holidays. I couldn't speak to enough. If I tried to name all my fellow artisans just in, I'm over the Center Street Art Gallery. We have the Markings Gallery. There's so many local craftsmen, potters and jewelers, and that I know. I don't want to mention any names. Come to Bath. Come to Bath. Check us out. Main Street Bath does a great job.
Great.
It's an old
thank you.
Christmas.
Yes, Samantha, it is classic Main Street there. Thanks for calling. And we'll go now to Hillary Crowell. She's the owner of the Cultivated Thread. Hillary, thanks for giving us a call.
Hi there, Cindy. Thanks so much. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yes, as you mentioned, I own the Cultivated Thread, which is a small batch weaving studio and shop. I'm in Wiscasset. The shop is new. We're out of town, about a 5-minute drive. And I specialize in making mostly handwoven cotton towels. You were speaking earlier about functionality. I was a farmer for many years, and functionality is really important to me. I'm trying to only make things that can have a purpose in addition to being beautiful. This time of year, I also start to make wool throws. And I feel a little bit poignant this year because I'll be using Jaggerspun wool, which is a mill that unfortunately closed earlier this year, but was based in Maine. So I'll be kind of using up the last bit of yarn that I stockpiled from them for this year's batch of wool throws. And yeah, as I mentioned, I have a new shop at 227 Old Sheepskit Road in Wiscasset. My holiday hours are Thursdays and Fridays, 1 to 7, and then Saturdays, 10 to 4. Shopping online is always available at thecultivatedthread.com. And on Small Business Saturday, you could find me and my textiles at the Hive Holiday Market at Dandelion Spring Farm in Bodenham.
When is Small Business Saturday?
It is November 29th.
Okay, that's a big one. Thanks for sharing all that great information, Hillary. And Whitney and Margaret, this is no surprise that fiber arts, we've done whole shows on fiber arts in Maine, is a huge deal, and that there are lots of great, like she said, functional and beautiful gifts in that category. I think you both also mentioned tea towels earlier. Is that something you want to share?
Sure. Fully endorse Hillary's tea towels, by the way. Incredible work. And if you're talking about long-lasting legacy of incredible home goods, please go check out her new store. We also just got a new batch of tea towels by Tom Ferrero. They're kind of a love letter to Maine. Tom's an illustrator and a jeweler, and he's started a new foray into printmaking on towels. They're colorful. They just pull in all the beautiful Maine imagery that he captures as he spends so much of his time outdoors. They're available at the Center for Maine Craft and at Kennebec Cabin Company in Manchester.
Nice.
The ones that I thought were pretty special is also fairly new. It's Tidal Force Creations. And he started out actually doing pottery, and then he transformed into working on cork. And he makes really cool embroidered cork coasters that I bought for Christmas for someone, but he also embroiders on tea towels. And I know that he just got picked up. They're available at the Coastal Maine Botanical Gardens up in Booth Bay, and you'll find him at lots of shows too. It's called Tidal Force Creations.
That's unique. How do you embroider on cork, or is it on the fabric that goes on the cork?
No, it's right onto the cork. They are thin. They're fairly flexible, and it's a renewable material, which I also love too.
That's important to a lot of these creators to use that sustainable materials. Well, it's already time for a break. Today is our annual Made in Maine gift guide show, so give us a call, 1-800-399-3566. We hope to talk about some food items after the break. This is Maine Calling. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Maine Calling. I'm Cindy Hahn. It is our annual Made in Maine gift guide program today. And with me to talk about that are Margaret Hoffman. She's Community Relations Manager with Visit Freeport, and Maine Crafts Association's Executive Director, Whitney Gill. Where do you like to shop for specially special locally made gifts? Email us at talk@mainepublic.org. You can post to our Facebook or Instagram pages, or you can give us a call, 800-399-3566, although the lines are full right now, but keep trying if you're trying to get in or pop an email to us. Calling in now is Nikki Pilgrim. Nikki helps organize the Caravan Artist Markets. Hi, Nikki. Thanks for joining us.
Hi there. Thanks so much for having me. Yes, I organized Caravan, and we have three really great events this holiday season to shop at. First of its kind, we have a minivan at Allegash Springs, new location in Scarborough, Maine, called The Bungalow. We're going to have 10 great vendors there, hence the mini, and it's going to be a nice cozy event on November 23rd. And then we have our 8th annual holiday sale in Brunswick, Maine, at a new-to-us location called Wild Oats Cafe and Bakery. And we'll have 25 vendors there. It's going to be a great event featuring all sorts of wares from original art, sculpture, cutting boards, leather, printmaking, apparel, toys, games, skincare, everything you could imagine. And then our last event will be the following weekend, December 13th and 14th. Excuse me, the first one's the 6th and the 7th at Wild Oats. And we'll have 36 vendors there at the Allegash Cellars in Portland, Maine. And it's a really great time. That's usually a ticketed tour, so you get to go in and see the space and shop local and find really unique gifts.
Wonderful. And Nikki, you yourself are an artist. You didn't mention that, right? What
yeah.
kind of artwork?
Yeah.
Tell us about your artwork.
I am a painter. I do all varieties of sizes of watercolor paintings that come hand-framed, and I do a yearly calendar that is printing right now and will be available by the end of the month. But you can check that out at nikkipilgrim.com and see everything Caravan at caravanartistmarket.com or follow along on Instagram. It's a great way to preview our vendors. Lots
of
great talent.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Nikki. Nikki Pilgrim is an artist who helps organize the Caravan Artist Markets. And both of you, I think, are familiar with her calendars as well, right, Margaret?
I think they were on both of our lists. So.
Wonderful.
Calendars are a great gift, too. I think we both had multiple lists. Peggy Clark Lumpkins, Alan Claude, Nikki's, Abacus does one every year. That's a really accessible Maine-made way to support local artists.
Mm-hmm. Blue Butterfield also does a beautiful calendar, and Pickwick Independent Press does an annual calendar. That's the one I have on my fridge, and I'm getting it again this year. Each member makes a page, so you get a different artist per month.
You can't go wrong with calendars, and buy one for yourself, for sure. Yeah. Also, Nikki was talking about the events, the markets, and I know both of you are eager to tell us about a couple events as well. So, Margaret, what's on tap for Visit Freeport?
Sure. During Sparkle Celebration, we put together our sort of take on a European Christmas market that is outdoor all along Main Street from 31 up to 45 Main Street, as well as in Freeport Village Station. And there's going to be free crafts for kids, free s'mores, about 24 artists and makers to shop with, as well as a bunch of food trucks, too.
Fun.
And that's all free.
That's good. Whitney, what about Main Crafts? Some kind of event like that?
We have one event left this year, and it is the Tiny Treasures exhibition at the Center for Maine Craft in West Gardner. It's open now, and we're going to be hosting an artist reception on Saturday at 1 o'clock, and that's featuring Kay Harris Brill and the work of 10 plus MCA members who all made responded to a call for art that we did this summer to make teeny tiny objects and little ornaments and things like that. It'll be a nice way to pick up some unique gifts for the holidays.
Oh, how fun. All right, let's hear from Wendy now calling in with the Bodenham Guild of Artisans. Hi, Wendy, go ahead.
Hi, everyone. I'm a member of the Bodenham Guild of Artisans, which is having its 21st annual show this year with over 20 artisans represented. We have everything from pottery and wood, many of the fine arts that your guests have mentioned. What's special this year is that we will be back in our newly renovated town hall, which only 2 years ago was listed on the one of the most endangered buildings in Maine. Our two-year effort has completely renovated the building, and all our artisans are thrilled to be back there. The other thing is that the town is having a town-wide celebration over this same weekend, so we will be there from December 5 through December 7, Friday through Saturday, Sunday rather, first weekend of December. The townwide celebration includes a forge demonstration, a wreath-making workshop, several other galleries that will be open, a potential pony parade, much beloved in town, and lots of events. So you can go to bodenham.com for the village-wide events. You can go to bodenhamartisans.com to see the beautiful works that our Bodenham artisans do.
Great. Thanks for sharing that, Wendy, and I hope people get out there. And boy, there's a lot of ideas for events as well, so I'll read a couple of them. Email from Lindahl. I want to put a plug in for Museum Store Sunday. It's a nationwide event aimed at increasing holiday shopping for local museums. It follows Small Business Saturday, so it's the Sunday after Thanksgiving, which is November 30th. Although the L.C. Bates Museum is officially closed for general admission for the winter, we are hosting a holiday open house that Sunday from 12 to 4. We'll have hot chocolate and tea and coffee. Lobby and gift shop are decorated. Science and nature-themed gifts, all reasonably priced. So that and other regional museums, I guess, look for Museum Store Sunday. Another sale, holiday sale, email from Katie. The Running with Scissors Art Studios annual holiday sale takes place December 12th through 14th. Please shop and taste your way through our 16,000 square foot makerspace in the East Bayside neighborhood of Portland. There's so many more, so I'll I'll go over to another caller. Let's see. We are going to KJ calling from Island Port Press. Hi, KJ.
Hi, Cindy. Thanks for having me on. So Island Port Press is an independent book publisher based in Yarmouth, and we focus on stories and writers from Maine. I have two children's books and two adult books to recommend to your listeners today. All of these are from Maine-based authors and illustrators. The first is a children's picture book called The Old Mainer and the Sea. This is written by Jean Flahive, who lives in South Portland, with gorgeous illustrations by the painter Mari Dumagard, who's based in Windham. And we just published this in a new paperback edition, so if listeners are looking for a nice timeless gift under $15, this is a perfect choice. The next children's picture book I want to tell you about is Chowder Rules by Portland-based author Anna Crowley Redding, and illustrated by Vita Lane. Vita actually lives in Dover, New Hampshire, but we'll give her a Maine credit since that's about as close as you can get. And this is a children's book that's based on the true historical food battle that determined that New England clam chowder was far superior to the tomato-based Manhattan clam chowder. And so there's a fun history lesson in there and even a recipe that families can cook with their kids. It's really great. On the adult book side, I wanted to give a shout out to Always Game by Christy Elliott, A Maine Woman's Life of Outdoor Adventure. I know Christy was recently on Maine Calling talking about deer hunting, and she's such an inspiring figure in Maine for anyone who wants to get out there hunting and fishing. She's got a lot of tales to tell, and she's really building community around the state. And then the last one I wanted to mention is from a Kennebunk-based author named Shannon Butler. The book is called All is Calm, A Maine Christmas Reader, and it's just such a nice anthology of archival material and memorabilia from the holiday season in Maine, dating back from 1863 to the present, with all kinds of essays, poetry, stories, newspaper clippings. So you really get the sense of how traditions and sentiments have evolved or endured over the years in Maine. A great gift for parents and grandparents who appreciate local history.
Oh, wonderful. You can't go wrong with local authors and celebrating books. So thank you, KJ. In fact, I think Margaret and Whitney, you each have a book in mind that you might recommend.
Yes, we also carry Allen Port Press at the Center for Maine Craft. I'll shout that out. We have a lot of wonderful books by them. We also just started carrying a new book by Abby Johnson. She just launched Marks of a Maker. Tim McCrate, who won the Maine Craft Artist Award in 2021. If you are in the world of metalsmithing at all, you know Tim is a living legend and is an incredible instructor. And if you admire him or know him, please come to the center to get his book.
And my book is a Maine author who lives in Freeport. It's Barton Seaver. He is an amazing seafood advocate for sustainable seafood. And he has a new cookbook out called The Blue Food Cookbook with Andrew Zimmern. And I believe he was on one of the big morning shows, maybe this morning or yesterday morning.
That's a great pairing. We did have Barton talking about the work he's doing with Andrew Zimmern, a real special person in Maine. Let's go to Danielle calling from Millbridge. Hi, Danielle. Go ahead.
Hi there. Cindy, it's great to be with you.
Tell us what you wanted to share with us.
I'm sorry. I just switched from speakerphone to off of it, so I didn't hear what
That's
you just
okay.
said.
That's okay. Just go right ahead and tell us what you wanted to talk about.
Okay, thanks. So I'm the co-founder and president of Sunrise County Arts Institute in Millbridge. I'm a lifelong professional singer and a voice teacher, and I'd like to offer the gift of song for the holidays and the new year. So a popular offering in previous years with Made in Maine listeners has been a gift certificate for voice lessons with me. They can be taken online or in our beautiful studio in Millbridge. And I have a mission about this. I love helping my students of all ages, 9 to 99, find excuse me, their true, authentic, confident voices for singing. You know, whether it's to sing better in the church choir or a school show or launch a career or in the shower. And also even writing and singing their own, we could call them Made in Maine songs. So for types of music, I've sung and taught everything from classical and opera to musical theater, jazz, pop, folk, rock, and singer-songwriter. My position is that singing is good for the body, the soul, and the community. And so I love helping my students find their voices. The best way to get hold of me is through the contact page on my singing website, Sing Into Joy, as one word, singintojoy.org, or they can call my landline at 207-546-2272. And I would love to hear from people.
Oh, great, Danielle. That's a unique gift for sure. Thank you for sharing that. That reminds me to also ask Whitney and Margaret about lessons or workshops. That's like the gift of education that you can give somebody for the holidays. What do you have in mind in that category? Margaret, go ahead.
Well, I can go. I know I'm taking a class myself. I have enough things sometimes because I run all these events. I buy way too much. But I am taking a class next month with Glass Mermaid Studios, Lisa Blanchard in Freeport, to learn how to do glass-fused trees so that I have new Christmas decorations and a new skill. But there are so many amazing artists that offer classes either directly or through associations. I know the Shaker Village in New Gloucester is another great place to check out for traditional handcrafts.
I'm glad you mentioned them. We featured them on a show, and they really have a lot of interactive opportunities for the public there. Whitney, I know lots of clay workshops, woodworking workshops. Those are good gifts.
Those are all great gifts. And in addition to individual members, Maine Crafts Association also has institutional members all over the state that offer classes in many different ways. And you can learn more about each of these at mainecrafts.org under our institutional memberships. But you could take a clay class in Lyman, Maine. There's also a great number of clay artists teaching studios in Portland, including Maine Clay Collaborative, Portland Pottery, and Handful Studios. If you're in central Maine, you should check out Kennebec Clay Works or Never Stop Building. They do traditional woodworking using Japanese tools and techniques in Mercer, Maine. There's also Mill Pond Ceramics and the Southern Maine Clay Guild in Southern Maine. and Tearcap Studios in Hiram. So all of these places and many more I know I'm missing too. These are just some of our members who are teaching incredible workshops across the state in many different things.
Yeah, it's hard to get to them all. It's hard to get to all of our callers too, but I promise we will soon after this next break. We will be back after this. Our number is 800-399-3566. This is Maine Calling. Welcome back. This is Maine Calling. I'm Cindy Hahn. This is our annual Made in Maine gift guide show, and I hope you're writing down some of these great ideas because they're coming fast. Joining us is Margaret Hoffman with Visit Freeport and Whitney Gill with the Maine Crafts Association. Share your favorite place to find Made in Maine treasures. Email us at talk@mainepublic.org. You can also post on Facebook or Instagram, or you can call 1-800-399-3566. I will go to an email here from Matthew with Liberty Graphics. He says, "We are a water-based ink screen printer since 1978. We are usually known for producing the Common Ground Country Fair shirts, but recently we have surprisingly made news since Taylor Swift wore one of our designs, the sea otters. Our water-based inks are not only a more quality, lasting print, but also much more environmentally friendly than traditional ones." So thanks for letting us know about that sort of celebrity moment for Liberty Graphics, Matthew. Let's go to some callers now. Let's see. Going to Kathy. There you go. Kathy calling from Auburn. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I want to tell everybody about an extremely talented portrait artist. Her name is Janelle Demers. She is at, her website is 200faces.com, so it's 200faces.com. She paints portraits from photos. So you send her a photo and she paints a portrait. You can decide on what size you'd like. She does people, pets, a family camp or a home, anything that is something somebody would like a portrait of. She does acrylic mostly. She's currently doing Christmas ornaments with a favorite dog or cat's face on it. They're delightful. She ships anywhere. And it, her portraits make meaningful gifts or keepsakes. Anyway, I just wanted to let people know about that. She's based in Portland, but like I said, she ships anywhere, and she'll work with you if you want a certain color background behind your pet or your family member being painted. So anyway,
wonderful.
I just want to let people know. Yeah.
Thanks for the good idea. It's nice because you could still surprise somebody. They don't, if, as long as it's a photograph-based portrait. So that's great. Thanks, Kathy. And Kathy mentioned pets. I wanted to get to pets, actually, because we had an email. Let me see if I can find it. Actually, Margaret, you go ahead. I think you had some pet-related gift
idea.
Yeah, so
a couple of, absolutely, we're huge pet people in my family. And so we have pet toys that we get from Pussum's Cat Company. We also get things from Dr. Pussum's, which is the best catnip I've ever found. They're amazing. So they make really great kickers. If you have cats, you know what those are. Super Mutt's Dog Bakery is doing something really clever called a bark charcuterie board, which is a really cute gift for a friend that might have dogs or puppies. And then my favorite thing that I am super geeked about giving to my own dogs this year is PB&J Dog Treats, which is an all-natural dog treat company that does peanut butter and Maine blueberries. She's teamed up with What the Actual Fudge, which has a store right in Freeport and Freeport Village Station, to make fudge for puppies and for dogs.
Oh.
So you can buy your dog fudge that you have to keep it refrigerated because it's all natural, but super excited about that.
But it can't have chocolate in it, right? So it's more like peanut
butter.
It does
not.
Fudge?
No, but it's a fudge-based product with peanut butter and Maine blueberries.
Oh, boy. There's no dog that can turn that down. Thanks for that
idea. I don't think so.
Whitney, how about you? Pet-related gifts?
Sure. So I have a cat who's a bit of a toy snob. He doesn't go for any toy, but we are a big fans of Pussum's Cat Company, which we carry at the Center for Maine Craft. And they do these beautiful little silk screens of all these different little imagery and things on them that they're beautiful, and they also are like the most potent catnip you've ever experienced. I can smell it when we get a delivery in the post office.
Isn't that fun? It's so funny how catnip affects cats. It's
It does.
that's great. We have an email from Scott saying the Coat Hook Pet Comb is made right here in Maine, and bonus is if you ch choose to buy it to benefit an animal rescue link, you can also choose from a list of participating animal shelters to benefit your purchase. I guess you have to go to the site to see what this looks like, but apparently it's a very well-designed pet comb, and it's at thecoathook.com. So thanks for that, Scott. Let's go to Doug calling in from Mountville. Hi, Doug. What did you want to talk about?
Hi, Cindy. Thanks for taking my call, Cindy. I am the owner of mainly mirrors. I'm a woodworker in Montville, and I'm a member of Made in Maine. And I've been making mirrors for a few years now. So I've started a website called Mainly Mirrors, and they're all live-edge, nature-inspired mirrors. They have a strong wabi-sabi influence, if you're familiar with that.
Go ahead and tell us what that is.
Well, that's a Japanese philosophy or a strong appreciation for things in nature that show impermanence or transition in time, basically. And it's been around for hundreds of years, but it's spreading worldwide now, and it's getting more and more popular. I just kind of stumbled onto it because I started making mirrors, and they were mostly just wabi-sabi. So on my website, I've got about 80 mirrors at most times. And if people, I can ship directly from my website, or people can come to my studio in Montville. But what I recommend, if you're going to do that, is go to the website first, pick out two or three mirrors that you might want to buy. I'll pull them from inventory, and then you can choose the one that you want. And if you do come here, I do offer a $50 discounts on any mirror that's on the website.
Okay, well,
And
Doug,
that's
thanks so
pretty much.
much. Thanks for sharing that information. They sound great. We have an email here from Madison saying, I run Seal Point Farm, especially Cut Flower Farm, based out of Lemoyne, Maine. We create uniquely beautiful Maine wreaths that are shipped nationwide, made from local greens, natural adornments grown and foraged from our farm. So another very Maine gift idea. Let's see, I'm trying to get to people quickly. And I just do want to note that if we don't get to you today, if you're on the line and we don't get to you, feel free to post to our Facebook page, or you can email talk@mainepublic.org so we can compile all these great ideas. Anne is calling from Windham. Hi, Anne.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I do driftwood art, so I'm sure I'm not the only person in the world who's obsessed with driftwood. But I've taken it up a bit this year, and I'm doing really interesting lamps, table and floor lamps, custom shades and stained glass involved. And I do, at the holidays, I do Christmas greens. On beautiful pieces of driftwood that, something different other than sort of your average wreath. I do dried flowers on driftwood. And I have a website in the making. It's not up yet. It will be called Imagine Driftwood. But I tried posting some pictures to the Facebook, but I don't know if it came up. But anyone, and I do commission pieces. I have some I'm working on now. But people could contact me at 207-233-9069. And I hope that I'll get some pictures and sent to your compilation that you're putting together. I hope.
Sure. That would be great, Anne.
Yeah.
And Imagine Driftwood, people can look for that later. Thanks for calling. We have an email here from Lakin's Gorgeous Cheese on Facebook saying, Thanksgiving cheese. Choose the Lakin's Gorgeous Cheese gift box, which includes the essential party ingredients, cheese, crackers, and honey. Please order by November 17th to receive before Thanksgiving. So I had wanted to talk a lot about food gifts just because that's a favorite of mine. We're running out of time, but Margaret, you had some great suggestions for food handmade in Maine, food items.
Oh, I'll try to go really quick because there's a lot of really great food products in Maine. Maine Mud is made by Wilbur's that you can get right in Freeport at their factory store or downtown at the Bow Street Candy Shop. Maine Moose Creamed Honey. So moose, not moose, the animal, from Barter's Island Bees. Another one would be gift cards from the breweries or cideries around Maine. I know we have tremendous breweries right in Freeport. Everybody's got them in their own Maine streets. They also love Travis up in the county. He's called the Canning Man. He makes fast pickles. There's also Cobbs Hill Sugar House, which is a really interesting maple maker. It's not traditional maple syrup. It's all flavored and specially aged. So he has flavors like elderberry and peppermint, bourbon, and there's one with coffee in it that are all just really amazing. There's also Cry and Ryan's hot pepper sauces, which are my most recent obsession. I have every flavor and they are fantastic, every single one.
No, you can handle that, huh? Whitney, did you want to add any food items?
Sure. I've also been a big hot pepper jelly fan lately, and Old Haven Farm at the Center for Maine Craft has some great ones. If you like pickled beets, I'd say a niche thing that we all, our staff all enjoys. Some other things I've really loved are beverages made here in Maine. Herbal Revolution does some really wonderful varieties of dried tea. And I'm a big fan of Moses Steyer Coffee Company based in Harpswell, Maine.
Great. Okay. Let's cut over back to the phones. Liz is calling in from Portland. Hi, Liz.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I am the operations manager at Maine Outdoor Brands. We're a nonprofit business alliance helping represent the outdoor rec industry here in Maine. And we just launched an online shop, and it features more than 25 of our local outdoor product companies, has over 200 products. It really has something for everyone. It's got technical gear, outside apparel, and then even some home goods and outdoor-inspired art on there. And I also would love to plug, we're doing a pop-up market at Allagash Brewing on Small Business Saturday on November 29th, and there's going to be over about 15 businesses there, local, you know, small outdoor product businesses selling their goods.
All right. Glad to hear from you. Maine Outdoor Brands, always wonderful work there. Thank you, Liz. Let's see if I can read a few more. Oh, go ahead, Margaret.
I've got a great outdoor product. Huga Heat makes heated seat cushions for anyone who has kids that do soccer or winter sports at all. They are battery powered and they last for 3 to 10 hours, depending on which style you buy. They're part of Maine Outdoor Brands and you're going to find them in Freeport this winter. They're part of Northern Lights at LL Bean this year, and they've always been a part of our Frosty Frolics.
Great idea, whoever thought of that one. Okay, here's an email from Teresa. The 31st annual Wabanaki Winter Market is at the Hudson Museum on December 13th. And an email from Karen. The Maine State Prison Showroom in Thomaston has beautiful handcrafted items. There are boat models, furniture, wooden bowls, kitchen accessories, toys, and much more. And also from Karen, an idea for the crafters on your gift list is a gift certificate for a local yarn store. In Waterville, Yard Goods has a great selection of yarns and tools and accessories. So many great ideas. And also another market from Rebecca, the 4th annual Lamont Block Holiday Market takes place on Small Business Saturday, November 29th. That's a day to mark on your calendar for sure. Let's see if we can squeeze in a couple more calls. Let's hear from another Liz. Liz from Manchester, go ahead.
Hi there. I'm at Stained Glass Express, right across the street from Fielder's Choice Ice Cream, if it helps you get here. We have an incredible selection of glass gifts, including two galleries from local artists entirely, a lot of whom teach for us as well. Anything from small little nightlights and jewelry all the way up to giant, beautiful stained glass. We have a huge classroom that I I'm a huge, I am the Glass Academy director, so I really want to plug classes. You can do what we call a fun night out. Come for one night, make one project, go home with it. Or if it's something that goes in the kiln, which is called fused glass, that's new to a lot of people, you can pick it up within 1 week. It's all inclusive, includes all the materials. We will generally have snacks and wine for just a fun evening. Great to bring your out-of-town guests to. There's a lot on our calendar. So that's
great.
StainedGlassExpress.com.
Okay, thanks, Liz. We're almost out of time, so thanks for sharing that. I just wanted to read one more of the similar ideas, classes and experiences, an email from Megan. In addition to the gorgeous high-quality goods that Maine makers offer, I encourage listeners to consider giving experiences to their loved ones. I work at the YMCA of Southern Maine, and there are YMCAs throughout the state that offer incredible community experiences for older adults, families, and young people. So a membership to the YMCA makes a perfect holiday gift. So yet another great idea from our listeners. And thank you both. We're out of time, Margaret and Whitney. I know you had so many other wonderful ideas. Margaret Hoffman is with Visit Preport, and Whitney Gill is with the Maine Crafts Association. We will be compiling a list of all these products and ideas. I'm hoping it's available in early December. Check the Maine Calling newsletter to learn about that more. Today's sound engineer is Chris Bridges. Our theme song was composed by Mike Jandreau. I'm Cindy Hahn, and you've been listening to Maine Calling on Maine Public Radio.